This letter was written Monday, October the 29th, 1984, by Z. Charnot to Mr. Ron Pollock, the Society of Emissaries, P.O. Box 212, Aurora, Ontario, L4G3H3, regarding Weekend with the Word. Dear Ron, thank you for the welcome. I enjoyed our exchange when we first met at the board meeting for Greens Alive. I have just sent instructions to Rod McRae about building a sprouting chamber. Some weeks ago, I processed a tape lecture of Martin's to diminish the background noise level and passed it back to Judith Green, so I have been kept a flow going, even though it has been some months since we have been able to come to Kingsview. During the weeks of summer when I was giving the series of lectures and demonstrations at the Toronto Health Education Center, I was able to combine the Tuesday night meeting with visits sometimes, but we seem to have become very involved in the activities of Guelph. That is just as Bill and I discussed before he left. Usually when John and Linda Hardy have meetings on Sunday, we attend, but my wife is unable to attend as frequently because of her night work schedule, but the two girls and I attend. When John and Linda are away, we listen to a tape with Walt Wurst, who has a collection from his long years with emissaries. I have now gone through about 4 units of the opening series and have attended the Art of Living series for 1 week. That leaves the issue open whether we have attended the equivalent of a spiritual leadership class number 2. I asked Bill what came next after the Art of Living class, and there was a spiritual leadership class in August, but he suggested that we not engage in that way at that time. I intend to be at the board meeting of Greens Alive on November 6th. Perhaps we can discuss this term equivalent then, or please write if you will. My wife often works weekends, and I care for our girls. It may not combine easily, but the University of Guelph semester is over December the 5th. Please tell Judith Green that I learned that they are re-recording all of the tapes at sunrise with perhaps better equipment than I can muster, so I have delayed processing the second tape. I will either return it if she comes to a meeting we are holding on Tuesday, tomorrow, or on November the 6th. I enclose a brief description of the activity I sustain, the organization called Planet. I also have the domain group activity, based upon a special film media and a project titled called Yes, We Love the Planet. Thank you for the welcome. I look forward to knowing one another better in days to come. Warm regards, Z. Charnot, Enclosure, Planet Data. The following letter was written Saturday, October the 27th, 1984, by Z. Charnot to Mr. Rod McRae, Box 217, Aurora, Ontario, L4G3H3. Dear Rod, thanks for your letter of October the 17th. I enjoyed both the outlook and the understanding you offer. It will be necessary for me to take on the task of describing the sprouting chamber in steps, not all in this one letter, but better to get you to the point of being able to use it, then consider some of the alternatives later. To build the apparatus, 1. You need a tank, automatically filled, float control, to hold the water level within a few millimeters for the humidifier uptake cone. A submersion heater, thermostatically controlled, should hold the water temperature at 24.5 degrees Celsius during the first 4 days. That means either a multi-chamber system, one for each stage, or else waiting for a whole cycle and storing the sprouts, losing some nutritional value. The temperature during the last days can go down to 16 degrees, but higher can be faster. 2. A clock with two sets of on-off points allows accelerated root development. Set the clock for lights on 16.4 hours, off for 3.6 hours, on for 0.4 hours, off for 3.6 hours. 3. Lights, fluorescent lights, Westinghouse, 2 Agra lights, pink, plus 1 blue fluorescent for each bank of 3, 6 lamps total. You improve light intensity, save electricity, and lengthen lamp life by using either a ballast star, solid-state ballast, 1 for 4 lamps, 1 for 2 may be necessary, or 3 2-lamp ballasts. Ballast star is available from Litton. Alternatively, Thomson has a solid-state ballast. They have been making solid-state ballasts longer, but the ballast star may be better. 4. I mount the barley on cheesecloth, stretched tight. I have used an embroidery hoop in the past, but any way of building a rack which holds the cheesecloth tightly works. 5. The cheesecloth must be mounted over a parabolic reflector. This does 2 things. It focuses the returning air mist down through the barley on the cheesecloth and discharges the mist in a pattern that causes it to go out and up around the edge of the cheesecloth, both misting the roots and providing a rinsing mist which bears away the acid secreted by the roots as the mist and air return down through the sprouts. This speeds up metabolism and makes the sprouts sweet instead of slightly sour. The reflector can be the round reflector, able to be purchased at Efton Science, across from York Mall on Dufferin, or a long parabola beneath a cheesecloth rack. I can make a template drawing if you need me to. Soak the seeds for 7 hours. Dip the rack with the cheesecloth in the water, then lift it out. Place it over a DeVilbiss humidifier available in Barrie, their Canadian headquarters. Make sure the motor has a plastic cover over it. It will burn out very quickly if you don't have the plastic cover on the motor. The sprouts should cycle over the humidifier for 14 hours, then back soaking for another 7 hours. After, repeat the 14 hours humidification. A final 6 hours of soaking, then for the whole rest of the while, only the humidifier is used. For chickens, 4 days will be plenty, and no lights. For cattle, you will need lights and about 9 days. Rod, there is a board meeting for Greens Alive called for November 6th. I may be able to see you then. I'll bring some data we can photocopy. I'm glad to come to this stage. I was able to set up a unit for a federal program on Lake Erie. They are growing mung bean sprouts at a good rate for human consumption. Warm regards, Z.